jump back into this Equal Rights Amendment being passed by Virginia. But, you know, the deadline was 1982. They say they don't care. They'll take it to the courts. It reads this way. Equality of rights under the law shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of sex. But as you know, the left is trying to bastardize the meaning of the word sex to include transgenderism, gender identity, and all of these other things that had nothing to do with the original intent of this law. And on the other side of the spectrum is South Dakota, where the Republicans have introduced a bill to make administering trans health care, puberty blockers, and transgender, you know, hormones and so forth, a felony if you do that for minors, as it should be. Joining me, Steve Doolin, an attorney and an instructor at Cooley Law School. Doolin, welcome back.
Thanks, Gruber.
Good to have you here. Virginia is a very busy place. Virginia is passing the Equal Rights Amendment. The deadline set by Congress, 1982. I don't see that that's got much wiggle room in it, but the courts are going to be asked to weigh in because Virginia has passed the Equal Rights Amendment, giving it 38 states overall a supermajority, which means that if it were to be approved, that we would go to a constitutional convention, yes or no?
Well, yeah, and I've been thinking about this one for a long time. I mean, honestly, watching the debate over what seems pretty innocuous on its surface, back on shows like Phil Donahue in my youth, this is part of what led me to the law, the idea that the interpretation is what matters in this Equal Rights Amendment.
That's right, the interpretation of what does the word sex mean? And if you change the meaning of the word, then you can have 162 pronouns.
Oh, exactly right. And you could have a plausible interpretation of the ERA that says that, for instance, and this was part of the discussion back in the 70s, is whether that could be twisted, that simple language of the ERA could be twisted to ban separate sex restrooms. They were talking about that in the 70s.
Let me ask you
and
this.
We're getting there, aren't we?
Yeah, well, right. Is there any right that I have or that you have, Doolin, today that my daughter, my wife, my mother don't have?
Not under current law, no. Absolutely not. In fact, and that's kind of why the whole thing died away, is all of the issues were handled by statute, one by one.
They became irrelevant.
Took a while. Yeah.
Right. It all became. So here's the other question. Congress set a deadline of 1982. It was not met. And Virginia's Democrats say, we don't care. We'll take it to court. And all you need is one activist judge to say, well, Congress, what they did was not constitutional. I mean, how would you do that? Because what you end up with is, okay, you have an amendment and it could sit there for 50 years or 100 years. And all of a sudden you get some radicals in this state, and then 10 years later, radicals in that state, and 25 years later, radicals in these two states. And all of a sudden you've got an amendment to the Constitution that is not, you know, agreed to in any sort of a timely fashion. It could happen over centuries, which is absurd.
Right. It sounds absurd to you and I, but, you know, as we're aware, some things that sound absurd to you and I seem perfectly reasonable and desirable to others. And some of those others are wearing robes and sitting on benches. So it's, you know, you've heard me say this a million times, well, almost on your show, the old Chinese curse may live in interesting times. I mean, there's an argument that can be made in court. I think it's crazy. I think the deadline matters because there's a long and glorious history of what we call sunset provisions in law. And I think that body of law would ultimately carry the day, the idea that it's absolutely acceptable to set deadlines.
Let me ask you this. Could a law like this, which basically would enforce sameness, the ERA would basically create sameness, would it nullify laws that are on the books today that actually make distinctions between men and women on the basis of actual differences?
Including Title IX, which is used regularly by institutions of higher education to try to provide an equal playing field for women, has been, you know, for years now. It could wipe out Title IX, and it could mean that my son could choose as a self-identified male to play on a woman's sports team.
What about forcing men into women's shelters?
Sure. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you have to let me into the shelter that's set aside for women and children who are victims of abuse. You have to let me in as long as I claim I was also a victim of the same thing. There's no basis once you strip away all distinction between the sexes.
Equality of rights under the law shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of sex. What about men on university sports teams that are women's teams? Men join the volleyball team or pick your team, doesn't matter. Men can be on any team they want because they can't be denied, right? Steve Doolin with us. Is that right?
Oh, yeah, that is right. I don't like the fact that the women's restroom that was constructed back in the 1950s at this particular institution is more spacious and has a little sofa in the mini waiting room in the restroom. So I'm just going to go use that restroom anyway, even though I don't, and I'm not going to bother jumping through the ridiculous hoop of identifying myself as a female, even temporarily.
Right. You're just going to do it because equality of rights under the law shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of sex. And then, of course, what does sex mean? Steve Doolin here. And then the other thing, big thing, of course, coming up, Virginia, on Monday, some groups have filed suit against the governor now because he put in an emergency ban of guns. Let me ask you this. We've only got about 35 seconds, but here's the deal. Any of these gun rallies that go on, whether it's at the state capitol here in Michigan or Virginia, have you ever heard about one of these gun rallies getting violent and people starting to shoot ever?
No. And
no.
I've been to several, and I feel very safe and secure. There are many strangers walking around open carrying, and I'll show up whenever I have a chance. In fact, I'm going to be down at the Capitol on Martin Luther King Day, and I believe you're going to be there too, Steve.
I will be. Yeah, man. Nobody's stranger than you, Doolin. Nobody's stranger than you. All right. Good work here today. I'm going to give you an A for the day. Steve Doolin, licensed attorney, a professor as well, and so much more. Doolin, thank you so much.
Thanks, Gruber.
All right, quick break. You're the Steve Gruber Show.